99.9 Radio USA. Slow me down. There's Sarah Evans, 6:52. And we've got 8 below. It's Scott Hansen, and I've got great music on the way. Dan and Shay's 19 You and Me is coming up. But right now, it's time to get weird. The weird news is brought to you by Lundgren Motors, Highway 53, Eveleth, Virginia. Another weird news story out of Florida. Lots of Florida stories. The mother of a high school girl beat up her daughter's chemistry teacher because she was furious about the teacher giving her daughter bad grades in the class. 42-year-old Ruth Natalie Perkins allegedly attacked Elvira Tomlin in front of 20 students. Perkins stormed into the classroom and began cursing at Tomlin in Spanish. When Tomlin tried to call for help, Perkins knocked the phone off her desk and slapped the cell phone out of her hand. She then knocked the teacher's glasses off her face, pushed her against the wall, and scratched her face, all while threatening to murder her. Well, the tirade ended when two students pulled Perkins off the teacher, and Perkins is now arrested. Perkins was arrested in the school parking lot. Well, that's kind of weird. How about this one? Another Florida story. A Florida man with a debilitating fear of spiders decided the best way to deal with his fear was to get an enormous tattoo of a spider on his face. Makes sense, huh? 24-year-old Eric Rico Ortiz suffers from arachnophobia, and the mere sight of a spider creeps him out, but now he'll have to see one every time he looks in the mirror. He offers up this explanation. Everybody looks at it like, damn spider, because you're going around the house. You know what I'm saying? You see those spiders? You're going to jump. You're going to jump. So putting one on my face, I say, you know what? I'm going to see what people think. Okay. And not everyone thinks too highly of the tattoo. His girlfriend broke up with him soon after he got it. You can't blame her. And one more for you this morning. A South Carolina man recently tried to pay for his lunch at Applebee's with a $1 trillion bill. After Michael Williams' debit card was refused, the 53-year-old handed the waitress the funny money. Well, either the waitress was doubtful of the authenticity of the bill or doubtful that a trillionaire would actually eat at Applebee's, she decided to call police. Cops arrived and arrested Williams on an unrelated contempt of court charge. He had been wanted. He was also fined $262. Hopefully he doesn't try to pay that with a gazillion-dollar bill. That's your weird news this morning at 6:54.
Lundgren's invites you to warm up with the cold days.